USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
All I can tell all you people out there is pray. That's what we need right now, guys, is just pray for Santa Fe ISD and all the schools.
On Friday morning, a 17-year-old student armed with a shotgun and a pistol stormed Santa Fe High School about 30 miles southeast of Houston and opened fire in an art class. He killed at least 10 people and wounded 10 others, including a school resource officer who was left in critical condition before surrendering to the officers who confronted him. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he'll assemble a roundtable to suggest solutions to the problem of mass shootings.
We will assemble all stakeholders to begin to work immediately on swift solutions to prevent tragedies like this from ever happening again.
The teenager, whom students described as a quiet loner, was held without bond at the Galveston County Jail, charged with capital murder and aggravated assault on a peace officer. It was unclear what motivated the attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
The cheers and jeers are all over the spectrum after the House of Representatives failed to pass its version of the Farm Bill following a raucous debate this week. In today's weekly Democratic address, Ohio Congresswoman Marsha Fudge said Democrats opposed the bill's expanded work and job training requirements for food stamp recipients.
It would waste billions on redundant and unproven training bureaucracies that our states have told us that they cannot operate effectively.
The setback adds to the possibility of an extension that could complicate farmers' ability to switch commodity programs next fall for their base acres. A shooting Friday night in a parking lot across the street from a high school graduation ceremony in Clayton County, Georgia, left one woman dead, a second wounded, and a pregnant woman trampled. And while no arrests have been made, investigators have at least one suspect.
The graduation had concluded, and some parties gathered, an argument ensued, and that led to gunshots being fired. And two individuals were injured.
That's Thomas Trawick, head of Clayton County School Security. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former President Jimmy Carter was this year's commencement speaker at Liberty University. He told the some 18,000 graduates at the Christian University that universal human rights haven't been realized, but he believes modern technology, including social media, can be used to better society.
We evangelical Christians, and I consider myself to be one of them, must use this world coming together and communicating instantly with each other to promote the word of gospel about Jesus Christ.
Carter is the third U.S. president Liberty has hosted for commencement and the first Democrat. George H.W. Bush spoke in 1990 while Donald Trump spoke last year. Britain's Prince Harry and American actress Meghan Markle are now married after a ceremony today at Windsor Castle's St. George Chapel. The newly minted Duchess of Sussex was married in a gown by Claire Waite Keller for Givenchy. Stirling Willandes is editor-in-chief of Town & Country magazine.
I think that easy elegance is really what Meghan has become known for. There's a sleek modernity to it. Givenchy was a surprise. The bets were really on Stella McCartney or Burberry. First, they were on Ralph and Russo, who had designed her engagement photo dress.
In the scheme of things, this particular marriage is not all that important. Harry is only sixth in line to the throne, but Ms. Markle is a highly unusual royal bride. She's American, divorced, 3 years older than Harry, had a high-profile career, and is biracial. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.